KBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Donald Trump's new pick for Attorney General is Pam Bondi. She'll be hitting Capitol Hill shortly, talking to the senators who will decide on her confirmation. ABC's Jonathan Carl with more on another cabinet pick not yet announced.
Treasury's the last big one to come, and we expected a decision on this days ago. Trump has interviewed the finalists, there's four of them, several times. I am told that there is a major disagreement that has broken out among the transition over who they think Trump should pick. It's been described by one Trump advisor as a knife fight, but of course, ultimately, this decision will be one person and one person's to make alone, and that's Donald Trump.
Ukraine's parliament has canceled a session that was to have been today as security tightens following a new ballistic missile launched by Russia that threatens to escalate the conflict once more. Major storm moving through Northern California. It's dropped heavy snow and record rain, flooding some areas, raising the risk of more rock slides. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm. For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. As Wisconsin's gun deer hunting season approaches, the Department of Natural Resources is reminding hunters to practice proper safety. The gun deer season will run from November 23rd to December 1st, and hunters should remember to follow all regulations and the TAB-K rules for firearm safety. The TAB-K rules remind hunters to treat every firearm as if it's loaded, always point the muzzle in a safe direction, be certain of your target and what's in front of it and behind it, and keep your finger off the trigger until you're ready to shoot. Before you head out to the woods to hunt this year, be sure to check your stand for safety. Melissa Kay reports.
Tree stands are the leading cause of hunting-related injuries and deaths in the U.S. Statistics show that about 1 in 3 hunters risk falling and facing serious injury. This is higher for archery hunters at 28% and firearm hunters around 13% of falling or nearly falling. You should inspect your equipment thoroughly before you plan to start hunting. Use a lifeline every time you climb. You should wear a full body harness at all times. Always follow the 3-point rule. Use a haul line for your gear and have a hunting plan that you share with someone you trust.
With the gun deer hunting season getting underway this week, officials from the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources are encouraging hunters to participate in their deer donation program. The program has been helping to stock food pantries across the state ahead of the holiday season for over 20 years, and hunters have donated over 94,000 deer since its inception. To donate a deer, hunters must field dress it, register it, and test it for chronic wasting disease, then contact their local processor to ensure they have space. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Bucks host the Pacers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks take on the Pacers tonight at Fiserv Forum. After a horrible start, the Bucks have won 4 of their last 5, getting more points from Brook Lopez, head coach Doc Rivers.
It's funny, we're talking about Brook today, and I made the comment you just can't ever lose faith in him because you know he can shoot the ball, and you know eventually it's going to happen. I come into the facility yesterday evening. I'm the only one in there. Brook was the only other guy in there shooting.
It was a really cool thing.
Just watching him shoot over and over and over again.
College football, the Badgers are off to Nebraska to play the Cornhuskers tomorrow, game time at 2:30. Sunday, it's the Packers and the 49ers at Lambeau Field. Tucker Kraft on losing in the playoffs last season to San Francisco.
Yeah, last year was a tough game because we had them beaten so many categories, and then we lose the game. So coming out this week and just trying to maximize every opportunity, that's going to be the main game plan.
That's Packers tight end Tucker Kraft. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Cloudy and a little breezy today. We'll get to around 45 this afternoon with wind out of the northwest at 15 to 25. Tonight, 32. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a little more sunshine in the afternoon. 42 the high, then on Sunday, cloudy with a high of 46. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Currently, it's 42.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Iron Mike Tyson and Jake Paul, the YouTuber. They're likely, this is just me wildly speculating, might have been a wee bit of a gentleman's agreement. Try to make it look good, but nobody's actually going to try to knock anybody out.
I actually put a bet on that, and I bet it for Jake Paul to win, just because I knew it was staged. Mike Tyson was going to do what he's going to do. Clearly, obvious, he could have knocked him out. He just didn't want to do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dan Schaefer will be here from the recombobulation area. Also, Civic Media's political editor. And as always, we'll wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here, 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WISS, and of course the Civic Media app worldwide. We got Dennis Peters here for the Glam Band. He'll be taking care of the Heights Pub and Parlor music series coming up in just a bit. But first, it is Burkle's One Block Over segment, Packer Throwback, and we are so honored and privileged and happy to have this gentleman. Man, we all have so much respect for Dexter McNabb, big man.
How you doing?
Excellent.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
I got to tell you, we were talking during the break here just how impressed we are with you. You could have gone, you're a Florida guy. You could have gone back to Florida. You could have done anything you wanted. You could have tapped into that Florida Gator Nation and done whatever you wanted. And you decided to stay up here in Green Bay at a school that needs, let's be honest, needs some help in different sorts of ways. And you are devoting your life to that at Green Bay West. We are so impressed with that.
As the principal.
Been here for 12 years, and I'm blessed to have the opportunity to come here day in and day out with this great educator staff I have to mold and help young men and young women.
And those kids really relate to you, and I was telling these guys, and I've seen you in action a number of times, that's really part of being, I mean, you got the administrative part of it, you got the teachers that you got to deal with, but you have a really special connection with those, 1,500 students?
Yeah, I mean, well, the connections is that, I mean, you could be consistent every day, and kids are, young men and young women, they're looking for expectations because, as we all know, expectations are meant to be met, and you strive to make sure those young men and young women have those tools so they can understand how to be their best self, because we as adults, I mean, we have all went through the paradigm of coming through school and seeing people in the educational setting make a difference in our lives. And that's what we do here at West. We try to make a difference in every student's life, no matter where you come from, no matter where your economic status is, and whatever transition you're coming from, you are accepted in the West community.
And you show that. You don't just say it. You really show that by greeting the students. And I think that's cool. I think you have one of the most beautiful buildings in Green Bay. Mm-hmm. I mean, your library up there is unbelievable. But you also went with the whole IB program.
Yes. I mean, we're inter-baccalaureate school, but we have a lot of other singleton-type courses, you know, that we offer here at West All School, too. I mean, but, I mean, anything and everything we do here at West, especially with the from the rigor part of it, I mean, it's just good teaching, and that's what IB is, and that's also what other classes is. Other singletons, it's just good teaching.
Yeah.
And also getting and putting kids, young men and young women, in control of their learning. And when you get somebody who's engaged with their learning and they can see it day in and day out of accomplishment, that's something special within itself.
That's new to me. I don't quite understand what that is.
International. He's a great musician.
IB? IB?
IB? The International Baccalaureate.
Fantastic.
College courses.
Yes, college prep. Right. That's what I thought. Okay, fantastic. That's awesome that
he brought that there.
So what you're saying, does that lead to college credit as well?
Yes, it does. It's on the same paradigm as such, but I mean, it's all about the early exposure for young men and young women. Because here on the West Side, we have a vertical continuum of schools who does it with Chapel in the elementary setting. We have Franklin in the middle school section, and then you have us at the high school. So what we do is that, you know, we bring all those kids through. They have a chance to get through the diploma program and get a certificate. And those classes can transfer to any four-year university, you know, and then you can also have optionally given a certificate, and which is take those classes, and you can still also get to a four-year university. But the thing about it, though, it gives kids options, and that's what we should always give young men and young women, options.
That's fantastic, especially at that age. You know, I'll give you an example. I was one credit short of graduating my junior year, no motivation my senior year. And that would have been a tremendous glue to get myself to maybe to going in maybe a different path or whatever. I can only imagine how many people
I had
could have
to get my two credits for driver's ed to pass and to graduate. Honest to God.
Dennis, I got a feel of if Dexter was your principal, he would have got you over the line. You know,
he would have been motivated.
He's a huge motivator.
But you know what, though? From what you two gentlemen just stated there right there, is that you guys had options. But like I said, if you come into any school, especially West High School or any Green Bay school, I mean, you will have options to achieve what you want to achieve. Like if you said you had one credit when you were a junior to graduate, you could have stayed into the high school your senior year now in Green Bay and get college credit classes. That way you have to bring money out your pocket.
Exactly.
So, man, these options for these kids is unbelievable.
That is unbelievable. And thank you for doing what you do. That is so amazing. I mean, I can't imagine how many lives that's changing for the better.
So you checked the box on academics. Can we segue to sports a little bit?
I want to back up.
How are they doing?
I'm going to ask this question before Jim does, because it's the question he always asks. It's a very prominent question. Give us a little bit about your background, Dexter, because I know there's somebody that lit a spark for you. Because I know a lot of kids, you know, at a certain age can go one way or another. Who's the person that kept you in the straight and narrow? And what was your background like, if you don't mind?
Well, my background is that I'm born and raised in Florida, grew up in a single family home with a strong Southern mother who, you know, she said what she said one time, and that was good enough. And you got the message, right?
Yeah.
You know, and I believe it. I'm an old school type guy. I grew up as an old soul, but I also grew up with integrity, respect, and also respecting my elders. Yes, sir, and no, sir. Yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am. And that's how I believe in living my life, you know. I had people who believed in me. I believed in people strive for me to be education. I believe in education. I believe what education can offer any and everybody if you put your mind to it. I believe you can just use 60% of your brain and you can still get a C and get your diploma. I just believe that, you know, and that's what I believe in. And I was able to use my body as in quote unquote sports to get me to have options to go to any college I wanted to go to in the United States here. And I chose Florida. My teachers played a good role. My mother played a big role. My high school football coach played a big role in my life. And, you know, and so, and I guess that's how I chose to live my life, you know. And I think that every young man, once again, a young woman, don't let your circumstances define who you are. You know what I'm saying? Because the bad is easy to believe about anybody. But we also got to have that good and have good conversations with people because I believe there's good in everybody.
We're talking with Dexter McNabb, former Green Bay Packer fullback and principal at Green Bay West High School.
Dexter, you know, you really and you grew up with this single parent, maybe some challenges, and you have kids that are not dissimilar to that. And I'm sure you've got a very special relationship with that.
Right. The thing about it is not dissimilar but these kids these days, they've grown up with different platforms than what we did grow up. Because I'm 55 years old here. But like I said, with different platforms that we grew up, this social media thing is unbelievable. But I still do believe that parents got to parent and kids got to be kids, right? We don't need to be our kids' friends at 15, 16. We don't need friends, you know. These kids need parents.
That's
and that's what we got to uphold to be the parents and be the leaders and be, you know, and lead by example, you know.
Right.
So and that's what we try to do here. That's what I try to do here. You know, you don't see me posting crazy stuff and all that kind of things. You know, I'm 55 years old. I never drink, never smoke. That's the way I choose to live my life, you know. So and all by examples. These kids, they need role models, whether they said it or not. And when a kid comes to you as a freshman, the maturation between becoming a freshman and a senior is so many different legacies these kids leave through the education paradigm. It is unbelievable. I mean, it's heart-filling. It's fulfillment. And once you can see the change of these young men and young women, it's just a beautiful thing. And that's what the United States is about.
Yeah.
It's about freedom, choice, and options.
I like what you say about, you know, I'm as a parent, you know, I'm not your BFF, I'm your DAD.
Exactly.
But let's just talk about the academics are doing well. That IB program was great. I know your retention is better. Your graduation rates are higher. That's all good. What about the extracurricular activities? How many do? I mean, there's a lot of things besides sports. I mean, you've got the chess club, you've got the German club, you've got so much going on over there. But talk a little bit about the extracurricular activities outside of academics.
Well, as of like from like 4 years now, we have we are really pushing because, like I said, if your extracurricular and your athletics are going good in your schools, behaviors, engagement, and climate and culture is up. You don't have to deal with a lot of behaviors. I mean, these kids are excited to be here. They're eager to be here. You get kids open and rolling to come to your school. And we know, at least for the athletic side, we got to get better. We understand that, and we got people in place working on that. Our co-curricular stands. We had one of the beautiful auditoriums. Our band is out there in the showcase. They're doing well, you know, acting. We are doing good things here at West High School, and it's only going to get better. We just passed a referendum in 22. I mean, we're leveling the playing field for surfaces. You know, our band can go on the football field. Our football players can go out. Our soccer people can go out there. Everybody can enjoy the success of West High School, no matter where you come from in your background. So that's what we're trying to do here. That's what we're starting to turn the page and change, and we're going to keep doing here at West High School under my leadership here as Principal McNabb.
That's awesome. Dexter, if you don't mind, I want to go a different route with you here. The route of going back to school after school to finish your degree, what was that process like? I'm sure you had a lot of different directions you could have gone right after football and what have you. What was that like?
You know, that's a good question. A lot of people don't know this story is that when I left 3B, I went to Jacksonville, from there Philadelphia, and I was at – finished the year, then I went to New Orleans for training camp. You know, I went there, and we had just a typical mini camp. I came into the shower, and my whole body just got numb. And come to find out that I had stenosis narrowing of the spinal column, and they told me I could either have surgery to try to play or I could just walk away. I tell you, for somebody who had played 23 years of football from, you know, Pop Warner all the way up to the NFL, they tell you that you have two options, and what are you going to do now? And I was blessed to have had a degree from the University of Florida, and I went away. I went up into Albuquerque, New Mexico, up there, knew some people up there, hung out there for a little bit, and I said, you know what? I'm going to get into education, you know, because I do not want to put my body, myself, into a situation that that I could end up in a wheelchair or be paralyzed. I say I love the game, but being in education and what I've grown in my platform from my parents and what my teachers installed in me, education is the key, and I want to change the lives of young men and young women, and that's why I got into education.
Wow, amazing. Dexter McNabb, former Green Bay Packer, former NFL player, and now principal at Green Bay West High School. Been there for a while. This is fascinating stuff. Quick break. Please stay with us, okay, Dexter?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Back right after this.
97.9 WGBW and WGBW.FM.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. talk to your family, get the dot, save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Everyone on the road is trying to make it to their destination safely. You can help by staying aware of the large trucks and buses around you. They take longer to stop, have large blind spots, and make wide turns that require caution from other drivers. It takes all of us working together to share the road safely. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov. Paid for by FMCSA.
After raising the kids, having weddings, and getting them settled, my wife and I prepared to spend our very first Christmas alone. They were all at the in-laws this year, so we watched old videos of them growing up, went to bed early, and Christmas morning my wife said, "Let's never do that again."
We're on our own again this year, but we're actually looking forward to it because we rented a private vacation home in Alexandria, Minnesota. Lakes, shopping, restaurants, and new memories.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WGBW weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversations in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WGBW.FM today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversations. Sign up today at WGBW.FM/newsletter. From Denmark to De Pere, this is 97.9 WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. It is Football Friday. Burkle's one block over. Phenomenal place to go before or after the games. Great place to go to watch any games. On the tube, like last night, going for the Thursday night football game, whatever it is you want to watch. Great food, great service, great hospitality. Burkle's one block over. Well, Dexter, we have to switch to football here. First of all, I want to know the difference between your college preseason training camp, what that was like, versus the way it is in the NFL these days.
Which one?
Well, I tell you what. I'm going to be totally honest with you is that when I first came into the league, that I was prepared because I had Steve Spurrier as the coach at Florida. He prepared us to come into the league, and we practiced somewhat kind of similar because he knew the West Coast, and at Florida we kind of ran a little snippet of the West Coast, and that's what Mike Horgan ran. But Mike Horgan and Ron Wolf, they were still up under the old guard. I mean, we used to knock each other out pretty good, and we used to pass back to back and two-a-days, and I mean, it was rough. But now, these guys, man, it's almost like it's different, man. A lot of us will still be playing. I mean, these guys have days off. You can't hit each other as much, and now they have those hats for concussions you got to put on your head, man. I tell you, guys are not afraid to come across the middle, you know. Back in my day, you come across the middle, run a line, quote-unquote Chuck Caesar, they'll knock you unconscious, you know. Yeah. So, but it's a different game, but it's also safer, and I understand that, though, which I agree with. But it's just really a different platform, different game from the guaranteed contract to the way people practice and the money and stuff these young men are getting. You know, it's for the good, for the better, for the longer livelihood, but it's really different.
You know, Dexter, I'm going to say one more thing about, you know, the hitting, and you're like, oh, it was tough. Yeah. But for the guys going against you, it was tougher because I remember
you guys did it.
Oh, I remember. You know what you used to lay guys out on? When you guys would do those running back picking up the blitz drills.
Oh, man. Them were the good old days right there. And that way, you know, you could put your face in there. Now they tell you you can't use the crown of your helmet no more. I mean, that's why a lot of guys get in trouble because growing up, that's how they taught you to put that hat on somebody.
Yep.
And now you can't put that hat on somebody. You got to kind of turn your head, hit with a shoulder. And the next thing you know, you got a broken collarbone or you get stingers, as they call them back in my day, you know. So it's different. It's different.
I remember you putting your helmet under some guy's chin one day in training camp, and that guy waddled back to his, you know, defensive huddle like he was, you know, half in the bag or something. You hurt people, and not intentionally, but I mean, you know, you were 245, 250?
Yeah, about 3% body fat. That young, you know. Ooh, I was cut up a little bit. I was a model without the Fabio hair. You know.
I like that. Well, good call.
Running through the huddle with bad intentions.
No, I remember it. Go ahead, Dennis.
So So you got to play with for Steve Spurrier. Wasn't Galen Hall your first head coach at Florida? Or am I mistaken?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Galen Hall was the one who recruited me out of my hometown, Detroit Neck Springs, Florida, Walton High School. He was the one who recruited me. And he got something happened with the NCAA, and next thing you know, the changing of the guard. And Heisman Trophy winner Coach Spurrier came into the fold, and Florida football changed.
I'd say so. You were at the beginning of two, I guess, the Florida program when Steve Spurrier started and when Mike Holmgren came to Green Bay. There's kind of some similarities there, some very good programs and whatnot. So those are some experiences that you can share with your students and whatnot about starting from the ground and ground up and building foundations for future successes and whatnot. So you have a lot of that you can share with your students.
Yeah, I mean, it is. I mean, I tell the kids a lot of times, I say, you got to go slow to go fast, right? And, you know, and I tell them that all the time, and I say, anything you do when you graduate here at West High School, or any high school for any young man or young woman, you always want to have options. You know, these young people need to know they have options, and you can be in control of your academic and your career, plus your secondary career. Always have options. Don't let a mistake, because nobody's perfect, signify who you want to be as a young man or young woman. I mean, nobody's perfect, and just keep striving, and you'll get there with support and the backing. You know, if you set as Mike Tomlin would say, the standard is the standard, and I believe in that, and that's what I hold to with these young men and young women.
So I think that's really good advice on the options, because I think I'm older than you, but, you know, some of these people would pick a career path, nurse, doctor, construction, but now you can do something for 6-7 years and then really switch gears. And we've had firefighters that moved over into economic development, you know, which I think is really cool that those options. And today it's not easy, but it's easier. You have to go back to school and everything, but it's easier to switch lanes. And I think that's great that you're installing that at such a young age. It's not as scary then.
Yeah, no, exactly. It's not as scary, you know, because, I mean, you know, as you guys know, a lot of these young men and young women, they think they have the world figured out. But then when they get out in the real world, boy, I sure wish I had paid more attention to Miss Harris' class. You know, I was in high school, all those
We're
kind
still
of things,
saying
you know?
That. Yep.
Ain't that the truth? It is. Yeah. You don't realize that at the time.
Yeah, but it's okay, though. You know, like I said, but I mean, once, because I tell people all the time, kids know people who care. You know what I'm saying? They know that. Kids have a sense. You know, they know people who care, who is genuine. And we got to continue to be our authentic self as adults and be genuine with kids and always be honest. You know, as adults, sometimes the truth hurts, right? But it's the way how you relate it to a young man and young woman, not in a way that's going to break their spirit, because nobody should ever want to break a young person's spirit. But let them be honest with you. I'll be honest with you now. You know, that's okay. You know, as long as you're coming from a good place of caring.
And you know what, Dexter, you growing up in a single family household with your mom being, as you said, a very strong Southern woman, you knew right from wrong at an early age. And for some of these young kids that might come into you and say, oh, well, things are tough, you know, my dad left or whatever. And you can be like, you know what, I've been there, so don't try giving me some kind of a story, because I've lived it too.
All right. Yeah.
The worst thing you could do, John, is that, and people, I tell people all the time, is that, you know, we always want to try to give a kid that good feel story, right? But the thing about it is that with that good feel story, we got to stop using that good feel story to cripple these young men and young women. What I mean by cripple is sit there and say, okay, little Johnny, little Susan, it's okay. No, it's not okay. Get up. Let's work through it. You'll be all right.
Love it, love it.
That's great advice. Boy, you are, I mean, you're checking all the boxes as a leader, as a mentor.
I wish I could go back about 60 years and be a student for him.
Right. You know, as I said, Dexter, you know, you're not their BFF, right? I mean, you're their principal, and of course, you know, they're your dad.
Did Jim use the term BFF?
Yeah, I used it twice today, but I will, Dexter, my kids spell dad ADD, but that's the way it is.
Dexter McNabb.
We tried.
What a pleasure having you on, my friend. Thank you for what you do for our community. Thank you so much for that. You're awesome.
Hey, for the good work. Thank you.
You got it, my friend. Dexter McNabb, former Packer, principal at Green Bay West High School. Football Friday, Burkle's one block over. Coming up next, it's the Heights Pub and Parlor Music Series with Banda Los Locales. Back after this.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Today we have an update for that bizarre story about a Wisconsin kayaker that police say faked his own death. Police are now in a position where they're asking him to come home. Savannah Tomei Olson has the latest.
Authorities say 45-year-old Ryan Borgwart of Watertown staged a scene with his kayak at Green Lake back in August to make it look like he had drowned. Officials searched for him for 6 weeks. Green Lake County Sheriff Mark Podal.
He didn't expect us to go more than 2 weeks in searching for him. Well, I hate to tell you, he picked the wrong sheriff in the wrong department.
Then they learned his passport had been checked in Canada just a day or two after he disappeared. He had bought a new life insurance policy earlier this year and had a relationship with a woman in Uzbekistan. Now the sheriff says they've spoken with him. He's sent them a video to prove he's alive and okay. They believe he's somewhere in Eastern Europe. They just haven't figured out where. But he also told authorities about how he staged the scene and escaped. He researched the deepest lake in the state, found out it's Green Lake. He hid an e-bike nearby and then took a kid-sized inflatable boat into the middle of the lake to leave his kayak and dropped his phone into the water. He got back to shore on that kiddie raft. He hopped on the e-bike, got to Madison, took a bus to Detroit, and then went through the Canadian border. The sheriff said now their main focus is trying to convince him to come home. He even got choked up during the press conference.
Christmas is coming, and what better gift he could give his kids is to be there for Christmas with him.
Borgwart would likely face charges if he came home. The sheriff said he could be charged with obstruction of justice and could be ordered to pay back the $40,000 to $50,000 spent searching for him.
I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Wicked's weekend is here, and Wicked and Gladiator have high hopes for a box office splash. Wicked is expected to be the box office winner, with Universal Studios hoping for a $100 to $110 million opener. Paramount is hoping Gladiator 2 pulls in about $65 million, which would be a healthy start for a film that cost $250 million to make. Even those healthy estimates would have this twosome fall short of Barbenheimer's opening weekend, which pulled in $235 million a year and a half ago. Actress Rosemarie DeWitt recently appeared on The Drew Barrymore Show and said her husband, Ron Livingston, was so despised for his role as Jack Berger on Sex and the City that he couldn't even walk in New York City without rabid fans yelling and screaming at him. Ironically, when Livingston wanders through an office, he gets constant reminders about his TPS reports. Guy can't catch a break. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Cloudy and a little breezy today. We'll get to around 45 this afternoon with wind out of the northwest at 15 to 25. Tonight, 32. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a little more sunshine in the afternoon. 42 the high, then on Sunday, cloudy with a high of 46. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey Kay, Professor Emeritus of Democracy at the University of Wisconsin-Green Bay. Harvey, I know you're the big FDR expert.
1934, he decided that the inequality and the wealth accumulated at the top was a threat not only to the American economy, but also to the American democratic spirit, American democratic life. The
way sounds like history's repeating itself.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome independent filmmaker Cole Sheldon. And it is a bar band Friday night, so that means our friend Terry Barr will drop by with new music and really fun chat. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Boy, special thanks to Dexter McNabb for joining us. What a quality man. And what a great job he's doing at Green Bay West High School. It is now time for the Heights Pub and Parlor Music Series. Woo-hoo! Ashley in the house. I was just complimenting you on your chicken gumbo that we had yesterday.
Yummy.
Courtesy of Nikki.
Yes, so good. So we kind of have a busy weekend. We have the Herman's Hermits starring Peter Noon this evening. So
Hermits,
you can,
Hermits?
Yeah. Have your
Henry
pre-show.
VIII, I am, that guy?
Second
Mrs. Brown, you have
Mrs. Brown.
Mrs. Brown, you have a lovely
I don't even
daughter.
Know
you don't know that. Oh see, we're a little older than you.
Yeah,
see, we are showing.
That's fine.
That's great. We will, well, that just shows you we will be there.
This store swings both ways.
Well, you guys should stop into Heights for your pre-show dinner. Maybe grab some drinks, perch plate, walleye, pan fried walleye.
I love Fridays in the
or
fall.
A burger
Me
panini.
Too. I know, right?
Yes,
I know,
sir.
Right?
And then Saturday morning is the downtown Green Bay Holiday Parade.
Yeah, we're in it.
We're in it.
Thank you.
What?
We're in it. Yeah,
we are in it.
What? We're big time.
There's somebody.
We got Sharpies.
We got Sharpies, just in case you need an autograph.
And swag.
And we got some swag. You should see what we got.
This
is going to be happening.
I like swag. You know this.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that, so, we're going to hate to show up Santa, but might happen.
Yeah.
Might happen.
So I will be at Heights on Saturday morning, so you should stop in and see me for lunch and stay and catch the Badgers game.
What time do you open?
11.
Ooh, 11.
Parade will be over at 11:15, so that's perfect.
Yeah.
And the game's at 2.
Perfect. So we got happy hour drinks during the Badger game. So you got your $4 rail mixers, $4 draft beer, and $3 bottles of beer.
You shine on early on Saturday.
Yes. Yeah. And then Saturday, there's another Thunder Down Under at the Meyer.
Do you go to those?
No, I need to.
All right.
I don't know what that... I don't know what it entails.
Because I did that when